T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Two special counsels are investigating former President Donald Trump and President Biden's handling of classified documents. Now documents found at former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home. He had previously assured CBS News that he didn't take any documents with him when he left office. This is what he said.
Our staff reviewed all of the materials in our office and in our residence to ensure that there were no classified materials that left the White House or remained in our possession.
Lawyers searched his home out of, quote, an abundance of caution, end quote, following the recovery of documents at Biden's former office and his home. They then found documents that they quickly secured and turned over. On the line now, welcome back to CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, welcome.
Hi, Carol. Hey, Tom.
So let's talk about how much trouble. We know that maybe President Trump, because that was maybe a different case, and I want you to explain that as well. How much trouble are these three men in?
So before I begin, Carol, I couldn't help but notice that you didn't mention your documents.
I need to call my attorneys and have them search my storage.
Notice, Tom, how she just shifted right back to the president.
That's right.
Just deflect, deflect, deflect. That's what she does. So look, you know, there's a lot of interesting things here, right? After Mar-a-Lago, Democrats, congressional leaders, the Department of Justice were very clear. Possession is a crime. Retention, possession, removal, mishandling. Okay, right? So, and the word we kept hearing was the Espionage Act. That's a very Espionage Act? Wow. So we got, you know, we're all sort of boxed in to that. It doesn't matter. You don't have to sell it to a foreign government. You don't have to give away state secrets. You don't even have to destroy the documents. Just having it in a sock drawer is a crime. Well, now we know we have them in the garage next to the Corvette, right? So we were told that's a crime. So now the question is, I think people are saying, well, where's the, you know, intellectual consistency? Seems to be the same, right? Possession is itself a crime. Remember, we've never been told what any of these documents are classified about, right? And so it raises one question. How are these documents leaving where they're supposed to leave? And why are there so many classified documents, right? Maybe we're overclassifying things, right? Because we have not yet been told what I had hoped we'd been told. The Washington Post once reported very early in Mar-a-Lago, one of the documents had to do with the nuclear capabilities of an ally. Whoa, that's pretty serious. That disappeared. That story went away. So I don't know if that story's real or not. So we don't even know whether any of the documents would be like, as President Obama once said, which I always thought was funny. He said, there's classified and there's classified, which is true, right? Because there's some stuff that's classified. Why is that? It's a menu, for God's sakes, from McDonald's. Why is that classified? Okay, now that looks classified. So we don't know which kind of classified there is. All we know is that for some reason, classified documents keep walking away mysteriously from these top security SCIFs, which is the only place you're allowed to look at them, and end up in sock drawers and garages. So the only—
Not sock drawers. You said sock drawers.
Yeah.
I love it.
There was a sock drawer, right? Wasn't at some point to Donald Trump move something from the storage closet to somewhere else? So the only question then becomes— Well, you know, is President Biden correct in saying what matters is we're cooperating and President Trump wasn't? And that's a huge distinction. The minute we learned about it, even though we said we never had it, we said our lawyers are in constant contact. Well, yeah, but how come his lawyers got a chance to look through everything without FBI standing over them, right? If this is classified, none of those people had national security clearances to even look at stuff like that. Why was there no raid? Right. Why didn't it look the same? here's something to think about. The Presidential Records Act, which is something that I talked a lot about on CBS, but not a lot of other networks were talking about it, seemed to me to be the relevant law, not the Espionage Act. The Presidential Records Act says, it really comes out of George Washington, because we always recognize that presidents took stuff home. So 30 years ago, we passed a law that said, look, Mrs. President, we understand that you have a possessory interest in documents created during your presidency, but it really belongs to the public. So please don't take it home. And if you do take it home, let's negotiate what you can take home, because we understand you want some stuff on your walls. You want some keepsakes. You want stuff so we can have a negotiation. That's not a crime, right, under the Presidential Records Act. It's a negotiation. Well, no one wanted to talk about that. That's what President Trump kept saying. He's going, I'm negotiating with them. I'm negotiating under the Presidential Records Act. The one thing to think about is that Presidential Records Act doesn't apply to vice presidents, and it doesn't apply to U.S. senators. So maybe Trump, you know, there's a point to be made that maybe I was obstructionist and I was reckless. That's who I am. I'm Donald Trump. I'm reckless and obstructionist. But I had a right to have this stuff, and I was still talking to you. But there were no rights that Vice President Biden had, or Vice President Pence, or for that matter, Senator Biden. Because now remember, we now know there are documents that Biden has that are from his time in the Senate. There's no reason for them to ever have it. And that raises a very major distinction that not a lot of people are talking about.
Jimmy Fallon had a great line the other night. He said, these are crazy times. Right now, Walgreens has deodorant behind a locked case while classified documents are laying around like J. Crew catalogs all over the house.
That is a great line.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, and notice Carol still won't. She still is holding back. She wants to talk about other stuff.
Yeah, I know. We're launching an investigation. We appreciate it, Thane. Thanks as always.
Anytime for you both. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.